With this week's snowfall, avalanche danger is considerable at and above tree line. As Colorado Avalanche Information Center's Blaze Reardon explains, the snow we've had this week creates large, cohesive slabs of snowpack. This creates more widespread and easily triggered avalanche conditions in the highest snowfall areas. Two avalanches over the weekend, on Mount Justice and Taylor Pass, are reminders that this early spring snowpack is unstable.
Some places have completely open boundaries.
Reardon was one of the speakers at the workshop hosted by Mountain Rescue Aspen, or MRA, earlier this winter. 13-year-old Tommy McTamney came with his father, Ken.
I've learned a lot about, you know, being able to see avalanches, being able to see how it happens.
The training prioritizes terrain awareness over avalanche survival. You get about 15 minutes of breathing time buried under snow. For the volunteer rescue team to reach you, they need to learn that you're in trouble, assemble at MRA headquarters near the airport, devise an action plan, and trek to the backcountry, which means most missions are body recovery, not life-saving expeditions.
Colorado is a very, very dangerous area to play in the backcountry.
Doug Paley is the training officer for MRA. He has been with the organization more than 15 years. This is common, maybe even on the short side of volunteer tenure. Everyone describes the relationship among the 50 or so members as a family.
You'll find a lot of our members don't go out and talk about it. It's something they feel. It makes them better. It makes them whole. Once you're in the organization, you don't leave. You're part of that extended family.
Day one is classroom-based. Participants learn to identify slope angles and terrain traps. Even a 10-foot slide on a little hill can be deadly if it buries a skier or rams them into a pine tree. Participants are also instructed to use emergency beacons and probes to quickly track down an avalanche victim. Day two is on location on the trails behind Aspen Mountain.
This is one of our rescue scenarios.
Stations are set up, allowing students to assess conditions by digging a snow pit and identifying the separate layers of snow that can facilitate slides. They are taught strategic shoveling, a team system of digging out a victim from the side instead of the top. MRA was established in 1965. The Avalanche Awareness course began in the mid-80s. David Swirsky has been part of the team since 1980.
And then in January 1988, there was a fairly large avalanche above the Taggart Hut near Castle Peak, near the east side of Castle Peak, that unfortunately three locals lost their lives in it. And that year, the attendance jumped to around 100, and it's been between 80 and 100 ever since.
With the increase in popularity of skinning and split boards, locals and tourists increasingly depart from groomed areas into the side and back country. Modern-day equipment like consumer-grade beacons and avalanche airbags can create a false sense of security. So know this. Colorado is the deadliest state for avalanche victims, by far, averaging 270 deaths a year. The next closest state is Alaska, with 145. At the end of day two, in a debriefing session at the Sun Deck, course leaders ask for feedback from participants.
No, seriously, how did it go?
Terrifying.
Terrifying, I'm hearing.
This is the second time attending for Allison Elliott and her husband as a way to refresh their skills. Elliott says the price and convenience of the course is helpful for those who can't take a semester-long class and serves as a reminder that resources like Colorado Avalanche Center can help skiers make wise decisions.
You've really got to take advantage of it, otherwise you're going to be, I mean, it'd be a sad moment to have your family to realize that, oh, it's a Darwin Award. Oh, rats, that's what we get?
Yeah. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.